ended the interview by saying, "Most everyone wants to get rich, but the problem is that only a few people are willing to pay the price." The TV interview was over. The host thanked me, and they cut to the final commercial. I was never able to address what I think the price of becoming rich actually is. This book answers that question. Who pays the price? One government study tracked people from the ages of 20 to 65. By the time they turned 65 years old, the study found that 1% were wealthy, 4% were well off, 5% were still working because they had to, 54% were living on support from family or the government, 36% were dead. In addition, more than 35% of that wealthy 1% inherited their wealth, as did a large percentage of the 4% who were well off. Yet the question remains, what did the top 5% of the rich do that the others did not? What price did the 5% pay that the others did not? Does a big house mean you're rich? When I was young, my rich dad drove me past a classmate's house located in a very wealthy neighborhood. I asked Rich